This Friday, November 8th, the Knoxville Choral Society will perform Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah at Central Bearden Baptist Church. And here to talk to me about that performance is music director John Orr. Welcome back, John. It's great to talk with you again.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Tell us a little bit about this work. Where is the text taken from, and does it tell a story?
It absolutely does tell a story. This tells the story of the prophet Elijah from the Old Testament book of 1 Kings. And Elijah is the central character, but there are also lots of other characters. And so it tells the story of some of the shenanigans that he gets into as he is trying to shepherd the Israelites back to a time of worshiping God.
And is the text taken from the Bible completely?
It is mostly taken from the Bible, from the book of 1 Kings.
Is this sung in English?
Yes, we will be singing it in English. It was originally written in German, but then Mendelssohn actually had it translated into English, and its very first performance was in English.
And, you know, some people might not know what an oratorio is. Could you explain that and maybe what makes it different from, say, a cantata or an opera?
Sure. Well, an oratorio, as you mentioned, tells a story. It very much follows a narrative and a storyline. It's different from an opera in that while we do have the different characters singing their roles, and the chorus plays a part in that, sometimes they're the Israelites, sometimes they're the priests of Baal, sometimes they're just the narrator. There are no costumes, and we don't stage it, so everything is told in a non-staged way. But it is a story from start to finish.
And so then what is a cantata? It doesn't tell a story, right?
A cantata is usually based on if you're talking about a Lutheran cantata like you're thinking of with Bach, those are usually based on Lutheran hymns or some other religious texts.
Okay. So the Messiah is an oratorio, for example.
Messiah is an oratorio.
Probably the most famous one of all.
It is the most famous one, though I think Mendelssohn's Elijah may be the second most famous.
Mendelssohn kind of composed in a couple of different styles. There's the lighthearted scherzo style, of course, his very romantic-sounding symphonies, and then there are some Baroque-inspired works. On which end of the spectrum does Elijah fall?
Oh, that's a great question, and it's kind of a mix. Because Mendelssohn was so important in reviving Bach's sacred works, he was very much influenced by those works. And so you see some of that influence in this oratorio in terms of the forms, the fugues, and some of the capo aria type things that the soloists would sing. But it's very much a romantic style in terms of its scope and the drama of the music itself. Very dramatic music.
So this is going to be performed with an orchestra. How large of an orchestra, or who is the orchestra?
Well, we are using the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, which we love to play with all the time, and they are coming to be our orchestra. We have about 40, 41 players.
Exciting.
It's very exciting.
I read that the featured soloist is Metropolitan Opera bass baritone David Crawford, who is singing the role of Elijah. Can you tell us a little more about him?
Sure. Although he's no stranger to Knoxville, he lives right here in Knoxville, and we have recently, in the last few years, seen him in Candide. And I think he just was in a role in the most recent opera production that we had here, Madame Butterfly, as well. He's a wonderful bass baritone. His voice is perfect for this role, which needs to be very dramatic and a large voice to overcome an orchestra of this size. So I'm very excited about working with him, and I know he's glad to be able to premiere. This is the first time he's been able to sing the Elijah role, and he told me today he's very excited about doing that for what is now his hometown.
So. Oh, fantastic. And I understand that there are actually 8 more vocal soloists in this piece. Who are they, and what roles will they be singing?
Well, all of the other soloists, I'm proud to say, come from the Knoxville Choral Society membership. We have some wonderful singers and many, many who are wonderful soloists in their own right. Catherine Payden, Molly Corley, Blaine Ziegenfuss, Hunter Henderson, Nicolette Puskar, and a guest soloist who's singing the role of the youth, a boy soprano role, Christopher Lawson Palmer, who's going to come and join us with a beautiful soprano voice.
Wonderful. We have such great talent right here in Knoxville. This is such a large work. When did you begin rehearsing?
We started rehearsing this in late August, and the very beginning of our season. So it's basically pretty much all we've been working on ever since, and I'm excited. The chorus is, they're ready. We're ready to do this.
What are some of the particular challenges of this work?
You know, not just anybody can sing Mendelssohn's Elijah, and that's one of the reasons I chose it. To do a work of this scope, You have to have really good singers, and you need a lot of them because these choruses are very large, very loud. The tessitura, especially for the sopranos and tenors, can be very high. And so it's not one that you would tackle with just your any old chorus. You've got to have some really good singers, and fortunately we've been blessed to have some of the best singers in the area. So I knew it was something that the Choral Society would be able to do and do well. Those really are the challenges. It's a lot of singing. And it's not easy singing. It's some difficult passage work.
Mm-hmm. And so how many people are in the chorus now?
Well, our roster has about 140, and I think we're going to have over 120 of our members singing this concert. So it's going to be a spectacle.
Great. So what's next for the Knoxville Choral Society? Do you have any holiday concerts on the horizon?
Oh, absolutely. We finish Elijah, and then we turn right back around and start preparing Messiah with the Knoxville Symphony coming up on December 1st. And after that, later in December, we will once again be part of the Clayton Holiday Concerts.
Fantastic. John Orr, conductor and music director of the Knoxville Choral Society, thank you so much for coming in to chat about Mendelssohn's Elijah. Once again, the Knoxville Choral Society performs Mendelssohn's oratorio, Elijah, Friday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. at Central Bearden Baptist Church. Tickets and information available at knoxvillechoralsociety.org.